A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Jesus continued speaking to his disciples, saying, I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For a meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Carl Hanke, Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Brentwood, Missouri.
My daughter Abby is the one who loves to do things on her own. She wants to open her own snacks. She wants to wash her own hands. If a restaurant doesn't have a stool for her to stand on to wash her hands, she complains. In the morning, she sits at her desk with her cell phone, books, and coffee and pretends to be a teacher like her mom. She has bought into our human nature, and it's sinful. We live in a world that teaches us to do it on our own. If we don't know how to do something, we are taught to figure it out or learn the basics from someone else, but then to go and do it ourselves. One of the greatest challenges of us seeing the gift of Jesus is to us is acknowledging our own sinful nature and the fact that we need help. Time and time again, we prove we can't do it on our own because we continue to mess it up and sin. Once we acknowledge that reality, that we have taken a major step forward, everything in our world tells us to prove that we don't fail. So proclaiming that and that we continue to fail is hard to do. Yet at the same time, it's a huge relief. We are relieved and find that grace covers all the things that for years we've been trying to do without help and without failing. Our text in John 16:1-6 finds the disciples in that same place. They had to acknowledge their own sinful nature when they met Jesus. They had to admit they couldn't do it on their own. They left their careers and their means to take care of their families and began to watch and learn from Jesus, who now reversed the roles and would take care of them and all believers in him for eternity. The disciples learned time in and time out that they needed Jesus. When they thought they could believe in Jesus with their own strength and not doubt, deny, or betray, they found themselves needing the grace of God, and it's his grace they got. They found a loving Jesus fulfilling his promise in spite of their mistakes. So they saw that the help they thought they didn't need was fulfilling and amazing. They saw God's grace in all of its glory. In our text, we find ourselves right back where we started, sometimes admitting our own wrongful doings, seeing ourselves in our true nature, and seeking Jesus for help can feel like so much work. Then to think we'll need even more help after that is done can be so overwhelming. That's exactly what happened for the disciples too. Jesus' grace came to the disciples, and then Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away, for if I did not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Even though they were forgiven, they began to realize this is a journey, and they needed a helper day in and day out. Abby, my daughter, wakes up every morning with the same attitude, ready to start a new day and do it on her own. Yet day in and day out, she realizes she needs her parents' help. As Christians, the same is true of us. Our nature wants us to think we can do it on our own, but then we are reminded of God's grace. We see why we need his help and his grace in our lives, not just once, but every day.
We thank Pastor Carl Hanke for this meditation on God's Word.